You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, the third and final hour is now upon us. If you had a good time tonight, we've laughed, we've cried, we've raised our voice. I never shout into the microphone, but I did it tonight. And for good reason. Every night's a good reason. Covering the kind of news we cover on this show, but tonight was a little bit... Well, anyway, listen to the first hour. I'm James Edwards, and I'm flying solo this hour. I want to thank Winston Smith for covering for Keith Alexander, who was out of town this evening. Winston filled in more than admirably the first 2 hours. Eddie the Bombardier Miller is off tonight. Scoop Stanton for his contributions as well. Even Sam Bushman's not here tonight. Sam Bushman's in Washington, D.C. Normally, Sam is in the network studio at Utah, during our live broadcast while we come to you from our flagship station here in Memphis, Tennessee. But Sam's in Washington tonight doing good work. I tell you what, we're spread thin this evening, so I'm going to lean on you, my listening audience, my one and only, to call in. We're going to open up the phone lines this third and final hour. So if you call in, we'll try to work you in. 1-866-986-NEWS. That's the phone number. You can talk about something we've talked about earlier tonight or something entirely different. Surprise me, inspire me. Questions, comments, anything. 1-866-986-6397. Give me a call. Help me out here. I will tell you, in the meantime, that we continue to move the needle, but only with your support. It's not a joke, folks. This isn't something that we just throw out there because we like to mention it from time to time. No, it's mentioned because it's absolutely needed. We need your help. The political cesspool is a top 10 juggernaut phenomenon, but we have no commercial sponsorship because we tell the truth. We are an entirely listener-supported program, and four times a year we have quarterly fundraising drives that are entirely the reason for our substance. Without them, we don't survive. And as savage black-on-white attacks continue to reach epidemic proportions in America, there remains only one mainstream media outlet that's willing to speak honestly about the problem, and that's, of course, us here on this network. And we don't just speak into an echo chamber of people who know the truth as we see it, but we continue to make Viking raids into the establishment, and we're clearly having an impact on some of the biggest names in news, while continuing to build, of course, our own coveted audience. James Woods, the actor James Woods, been in tons of movies over the years. He has taken our part on this Kroger race riot. Actor James Woods is using his fame and Twitter to try to get Attorney General Eric Holder to investigate the black-on-white attack at the Memphis Kroger parking lot here. We were talking about that during the first hour. James Woods tweeted to his 159,000 followers, quote, "Mr. Holder, stand above politics and address the cancer of racism in America. Go to Memphis." And he's talking, of course, about the black-on-white racism in this situation. Talking about the attack at the Kroger at Highland and Poplar Avenue on September 6th here in Memphis. We talked about it in the first hour. But James Woods, this isn't his first time to challenge the Obama administration. You know, we had Gary Sinise on the show. Gary Sinise from CSI New York, Lieutenant Dan himself, Gary Sinise. Yes, he was on the political cesspool last October. And just a couple of weeks after Gary Sinise was on this show, James Woods, the same James Woods who is challenging Eric Holder to go to Memphis and stop the black-on-white racism, that James Woods, great actor, by the way, he wrote that Barack Obama is a true abomination. He barricades World War II veterans but allows illegal aliens privilege. He writes that people like Barack Obama are threatening the integrity and future of America, and that his country will come first, that people like Obama are shredding the fabric of this republic and will toss the greatest democracy into the trash heap of world history. That's what James Woods said 2 weeks after Gary Sinise was on our show. You think that's a coincidence? Because in the exact same article that mentioned James Woods' criticisms of the Obama administration, they mentioned that he had received support from none other than Gary Sinise. So when I talk about, you know, we're having an impact on people above and beyond our own scope and our own realm, well, you know it's true. We are influencing the barometer here because we are a nationally syndicated show. But everything we do happens because, and entirely because, of the support of our fans. So these quarterly fundraising drives, folks, you know, we had Anthony Cumia on a couple of weeks ago. It made national news. He talked so frankly about racial issues that it astonished even me. It made national news. He chose the political cesspool as his venue. Folks, we are redrawing the lines here. But these quarterly fundraising drives keep things moving forward, and I can't stress to you enough, and I hate to waste, and it's not wasting it, but I hate to invest precious airtime in fundraising, but I can't stress to you enough how delicate all of this is. Without your financial considerations, ladies and gentlemen, it's all going to be washed away. You know, we're here 10 years on the radio, but you know, another 10 years isn't for granted. Next year isn't for granted unless we can continue to rely on your loyal support. Nothing would please our enemies more, you know it, than to wake up to find one day that we have to lower our flag and say we cease to exist. But for 10 years, you've ridden to the sound of the guns in true Nathan Bedford Forrest-like fashion, and you've answered our call time and time again. And I'm hoping that I can count on you again this September before the end of the month to help ensure our continued viability. You can give a safe and secure and discreet donation tonight via credit card at thepoliticalcesspool.org. If you donate $100 or more this month, you're going to receive a brand new, never-before-aired commentary, I'll get it right here in a second, commentary from yours truly. I'm reflecting on 10 years of radio. It's an hour long. I'm giving you all the uncensored stuff, stories I don't think I've ever shared on the radio before. Like one of the first weeks we were on air, I don't know if I've ever told you this before, but there was a robbery in our parking lot. Austin Farley, the original co-founder of the Political Cesspool with me, his car was broken into by a black man while we were live on air. Austin Farley runs out. He's a concealed carry permit holder. He runs out armed. Our producer at the time, his name was Thorne. Thorne runs out with him. I'm sitting here in the studio by myself, knowing that there's a carjacking taking place. My co-host runs out with his gun. I don't know if I'm about to die. I don't know if he's about to die. I don't know what happens. Well, eventually, what happens was the carjacker got chased off, and we called the police and filed a report. No one was harmed. No shots were fired. But we have had a hell of a run in 10 years, and there's a lot of stories you don't know about. I put them all down in this commentary. $100 or more, it's yours, and we need your support. So donate before the end of the month at thepoliticalcesspool.org. You're going to get that memoir, that audio memoir, behind-the-scenes stuff and highlights. It's good stuff, I promise you.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And now back to tonight's show.
All right, everybody. Well, you heard Art Frith give the number, and I want to hear from you. You know those Uncle Sam posters. I want you for the U.S. Army. Well, I don't want you to go die for Israel, but I want you to call in tonight. 1-866-986-NEWS, 1-866-986-6397. Give us a call and be on the line with James Edwards here in the Political Cesspool, and we have a caller now who, like one of our previous callers, Matt the Copperhead, will be with us in Memphis next month. I'm telling you, to have the opportunity to meet Courtney from Alabama is reason enough to make the trip to Memphis and join us for the 10-year anniversary. She's going to be here. And that's an added incentive. Courtney, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. And I've been really enjoying the show tonight. You're real on fire about a lot of topics that need to be discussed. And I really think you're spot on about the Muslim issue. Thank you so much for covering this, because every minority group, every non-white group, I mean, it needs to be stated that each of them have characteristics that make them incompatible with our societies. And I don't care if we're talking about Jews, mestizos, blacks, Asians, all of them, for different reasons, they're incompatible with our societies. And I have noticed that Muslims, who are mostly non-white, so just in case anybody's wondering if this is a religious or racial issue, it is largely a racial issue because most Muslims are non-white, they get treated with kid gloves on various websites in this movement. And just because mainstream society likes to cover for the Jews a lot, that doesn't mean we should be doing the same with Muslims. Two wrongs don't make a right. We should be telling the truth about everybody, and that's what you've done. And so I congratulate you for that.
Well, thank you so much for saying that. I know that this has been something that you've been posting about in comment sections on our blog and other websites for a long, long time. And it's true. I mean, certainly Muslims and Jews are at odds, and just because they're at odds and just because we understand who controls our institutions of power here in this country doesn't mean that we should take the side of the Muslims. I mean, you go back in European history for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, And they've been at odds with Christians just as much as they've been at odds with Jews and anyone else that they've come in contact with. They are a group of people who loves to be in conflict. I mean, that's what they live for, is to fight. And so, you know I had posted that short blurb, I guess it was on Friday, about ISIS, and you commented on it, as did others, and I guess kind of quizzically, because for 10 years we've consistently said that we certainly don't believe that we should be spending blood and treasure fighting these wars that really aren't any of America's business in these lands, in Iraq, Afghanistan, et cetera, and other places as well. So I certainly don't want to relaunch the Crusades, but at the same time, I mean, they should be repelled from Europe. And that's what I was getting at, and I guess I didn't clarify it well enough, but I'm glad that you called in tonight to resuscitate the conversation.
Well, you've done a good job clarifying on the show, and, you know, pretty straightforward and right about everything on this topic. And anyways, thanks for taking my call, and looking forward to the 10-year anniversary in October, and now I'm going to let other callers call in if they wish. And but anyways, thank you for letting me call in.
Well, you're very welcome, sweetheart. Thank you for that. Thank you for coming to Memphis next month. We look forward to welcoming you there, and I'm sure the rest of the audience will too. And so that's Courtney from Alabama, who has been a regular caller and a guest even on this show in her own right. And that is an important topic, though. You know, there should be a right-of-center response to ISIS, and I've tried to the best of my ability to give it tonight. I want to talk now, though, about this story that's dominating the sports world, this NFL player Ray Rice, who was suspended after knocking out his girlfriend on camera in an elevator in New Jersey. This whole incident occurred months ago, but all of the sudden, because the video has been made available, everybody's hemming and hawing. It's the biggest story in the sports world, I guess you could say, this week. I know it's shocking to imagine a black man knocking out or hitting a woman, but this has earned him an indefinite suspension from the NFL. He was cut by the Baltimore Ravens, Ray Rice. Ramsey Paul offers his take. We'll read it right now, and then I'll continue. But this is what Ramsey Paul says. There's been a frenzy of reaction against Ray Rice. It reminds me of a good old-fashioned witch hunt. Everybody is trying to one-up each other, expressing their shock and horror and outrage over some football player punching his fiancée. Ray Rice is black, so the white social justice warriors had to wait and see if it was safe to condemn this attack before doing so. Once they saw other blacks expressing their outrage over the incident, they felt safe to jump on the bandwagon. And while we don't support hitting a woman, Ramsey Paul writes that he figures if the woman does not object, it's none of his business. This brutal attack did not stop the wedding. She still sleeps in the same bed with her attacker every night, so I'm not sure why we're supposed to be white knights for her. It's also humorous to see all the people exclaim horror of a man hitting a woman. Mind you, these are the same people that claim, and this is a good point. Listen to what Ramsey Paul says about all the people in media portraying a horror over the fact that a man hit a woman. These are the exact same people that claim that men and women are interchangeable parts and that everything is a social construct. Women are just as strong and capable as men, they say. Women are just as capable as combat as men are. Until the reality hits, of course, then all that social construct nonsense is just scrapped. But it is a pretty savage video. You see this guy cold cocking his fiance, this huge football player man, knocking his fiance unconscious in an elevator. You know, so yeah, he should be suspended for that. But here's the thing about it. I mean, why stop with him? If you suspended every black man in the NFL who has ever hit a woman or engaged in an act of violence, you'd be having teams playing Iron Man football, I'll tell you that. You'd be having them playing both sides. There wouldn't be enough to field an offensive team and a defensive team. You'd be lucky to have enough. You'd be lucky to be able to send 12 men on the field at any given time. This is black culture. It just is. And if you don't think so, you're an idiot. You're just an idiot. Now, you know, I mean, what's new? The fact that this was caught on camera? And a lot of blacks in the NFL are defending this guy. You know, it's not all a one-way street. I really don't understand, like Ramsey Paul, I don't understand why so many people are feigning outrage over this, because it's just like everything else. I mean, violence is a daily routine in their lives. I mean, this one happened to get caught on camera. But listen, when black men aren't beating their women, the women are beating on the men. They like to fight. Am I being stereotypical here? Yes. Are all people in that community engaged in this behavior? No, but it exists enough to warrant a stereotype, and stereotypes are all rooted in some element of truth. Listen, let me tell you something. It starts at birth. My wife, 8 months pregnant, I took her to the OBGYN for her. She's going in weekly now. Took her to the OBGYN. She's had high blood pressure this week. And we were walking to the doctor's office. We'd parked in the parking lot. I saw this. I mean, I'm not trying to exaggerate, folks, but she was probably 400 pounds, black woman, walking to the car with this toddler daughter of hers, maybe 2 years old, barely able to walk. And the baby was crying, and we watched. And I really felt sorry for the kid. I mean, I really did. I felt total empathy. But this woman was yelling at her as if she was a grown man. Aubrey, shut up! You know how it is if you've ever seen them, if you live around them. But just yelling in full voice, this kid's crying hysterically, and this woman starts slapping the kid. I saw it with my own eyes. That'd be a hate crime for me to go over there and tell her to stop. And I guess to an extent it's none of my business. But, I mean, I feel sorry for that kid. But it all starts, I mean, this is why you have a culture of violence in the black community. It starts at birth. It's genetically predisposed. I don't think they can help it. So, I mean, Ray Rice, par for the course. We're going to take a break.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the political cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key.
Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQOnline.com and click on Subscribe Now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQOnline.com. Subscribe now.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
You heard the number. Let your fingers do the walking. 1-866-986-NEWS. That story we covered about Ray Rice wasn't the only story in sports this week that caught our attention. Everybody remembers Donald Sterling, the former owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, who had his franchise robbed from him by the National Basketball Association because he said he didn't want his mistress to be photographed bringing in black people to his games. Now, he also said he didn't mind that if she had sex with him, that was fine. Go figure, I guess. I mean, for whatever sense that makes, that was fine with him. Just don't embarrass him by bringing them in public with her. Well, that was just so racist, even though he employs a team full of, I mean, you know, it's 100% black, his team is, and he pays them millions of dollars. He's made countless black people millionaires, but he's a racist, and so he has to go. We've covered that extensively on the political cesspool, Donald Sterling of the Los Angeles Clippers, and he was Jewish, but they sacrificed one of their own in this case, and now another. The Jewish owner of the Atlanta Hawks, who voted for the dismissal of Donald Sterling, is now being forced to sell his team. Well, what did the Jewish owner of the Atlanta Hawks do compared to Donald Sterling that warranted him being forced to sell his team? I don't know if you know much about the NBA, but you probably know something about Atlanta. And Atlanta, like Memphis, shares a same demographic thread. Atlanta is majority black. And then, like most majority black cities, they don't support the sports franchises. So if you look at any Atlanta Hawks game, the arena on any given night, maybe a fourth full, maybe a fifth full, you know, 8,000 people in there, maybe on a good night, 8,000 people, you know, it holds 25,000. They don't support the team. Well, I mean, obviously this wasn't lost upon the owner of the Atlanta Hawks. So he sent a private email, Now, how this email came to light, God only knows. I mean, this is truly Orwellian here. But he sent a private email saying that he fears as though the blacks, what few blacks do come to the games in Atlanta, have run off the fans from the affluent white suburbs. Well, hell, that makes sense to me. I mean, you see how they are. You see how, you know, at least a significant percentage of the black community is. We see it in Memphis. We see it in mob violence every day in America. I'm sure there's some right-thinking people in Atlanta that don't want to go down to that arena and subject themselves to potentially that kind of fate. And so the ownership of the Hawks picked up on this. And again, we have no idea how this email came to light. But he just questioned whether or not the fact that the blacks who show up to the game were running off the white paying customers had a, you know, something to do with the attendance. Well, that's a bridge too far. You can't even question that. He's being forced to sell his team. This is what it's come to, ladies and gentlemen. Truly Orwellian. Private communications, private emails will cost you in the long run. Now, let's not cry crocodile tears. He certainly threw his fellow Jewish owner Donald Sterling under the bus last month, but now when it comes to him, the shoe's on the other foot. Well, I mean, what's going to happen? Donald Sterling sold the Los Angeles Clippers for $2 billion with the B. B as in boy, B as in Billy. $2 billion. He's going to be okay. This guy's going to be okay, too. He's going to sell the Atlanta Hawks, who have never done anything in the NBA. They rarely make the playoffs. When they do, they're quickly bounced. He's going to sell them for a grossly inflated sum of money, but at the same time, it just goes to show, I mean, if this is what passes for racism today, hey, everybody's a racist. Let me just tell you that. Racist means white person. If you're white, you are racist. If you notice the truth, you're a racist. Political correctness is a war on noticing. We're all in the same boat, folks. It's sad, and it's a disservice, and I'm saying this honestly. It is a disservice to the Bill Cosbys of this world. It is a disservice to the, I was on CNN with him. What's his name? Jesse Lee Peterson, radio host. I mean, great guy, Zola Foster. It is a disservice to the honest, all-American black citizens of this country. I just wish there was more of them, because unfortunately, those who fall into the stereotype seem to be dominating public perception and what we see on the news. And so, you know, you draw a logical conclusion and you do what's best for your family and you stay away from that sort of element. If they were all like Jesse Lee Peterson and Azola Foster and Bill Cosby, you know, we wouldn't have these kind of racial conflicts. I mean, we would still have different cultures, true. We would still have different heroes. We would still have, you know, some differences. But we wouldn't have the savagery. You know, that's something that we can all work toward. And I would work with any honest member of any race to heal that divide. That's for sure. At the end of the day, I mean, what we want is what's right for all Americans. We want a culture. We want a society where everybody can be proud of who they are. They can take pride in their unique ancestry and not feel ashamed about it. And sadly, that is true for everyone, including perverts. But it's not true for heterosexual European Americans, particularly heterosexual white males. But what's going on in the NBA? What's going on in the NFL? It's just a joke. It's sick. I mean, the line has been redrawn so many times. What is it, racism? That, I mean, it's just a caricature. It's just a mockery. It's gotten so absurd. You know, 10 years ago when I started this show, it wasn't this bad. I mean, yeah, whites couldn't be proud of who they were, and a lot of the fundamental truths that we talk about still were held. But, I mean, now, I mean, this stuff, nah. It's sick. I mean, this country is sick. This government is sick. This media is sick. But we've been given an opportunity here to stand as a beacon, to stand as a true hope for our people, for decency, for common sense. Hey, I mean, common sense is something that not to be discounted. If you have common sense, you are above and beyond a lot of people. I mean, just to have common sense, you would take that for granted, but that's a luxury nowadays. There's a lot of people out there with common sense, and they're coming to this show like a moth to a flame, and we're thankful for them, and we're going to continue to do it for as long as we can. We're going to celebrate what we've done next month, and we've been talking about that a little bit tonight. It's only a month away now. We started, promoting it earlier this year, several months ago. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty now. It's going to be a sellout crowd. There's still a few spots available. If you want to come join a weekend of celebration here in Memphis with the Political Cesspool staff and some of the greatest listeners in talk radio history, come join our family reunion, folks. You won't regret it. There's going to be stars in the crowd. There's going to be stars behind the podium. We're going to do a live remote broadcast of the Political Cesspool for everyone there assembled. There'll be great food, musical entertainment. We got a concert pianist coming down here. Hey, let me tell you about this guy. He's great. I went down on a reconnaissance mission to Florida. He puts on a hell of a show, and he's going to be performing. He's another fine, upstanding member of the Political Cesspool family of listeners. I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to tell you true, because we've sent out a lot of invitations to this shindig. It's going to be one you can't afford to miss. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, maybe. I mean, who's to say how long we'll be here? I'll be in here as long as the support remains and until God himself calls me home. But who's to say how long that'll be? I mean, I hope we can, you know, 10 years from now, we'll be celebrating a 20th year anniversary of the Political Cesspool. But nothing's for granted. Tomorrow's not for granted. Any one of us could die in our sleep tonight. We don't know. But I'll tell you this, if God gives us the breath and the wherewithal, we'll be together in Memphis in October, and we want you to be there with us. Take advantage of this opportunity, because you never know. It's going to be fun. We've been working on it for a year. A guy in Canada gave me the idea. We did the nine-year anniversary show on the Political Cesspool last October. And he sent me an email or gave me a text message or a phone call. I can't remember. He's a guy up in Western Canada. Great guy. He's going to be there, too, along with Courtney and Matt the Copperhead and some of the others. But he said, listen, I want to fly down to Memphis and be with you in the studio when you ring in 10 years on the air. 10 years of doing this job. Now, this is a job that most Americans refuse to do. Telling the truth. The truth is our business, folks. Well, this guy from Canada gave me the idea. You know who you are. I know who you are. And it's all happening. And we want you to be there with us. If you want to join us in Memphis, hey, listen, it's worth the vacation. I promise you, a show you'll never forget and a weekend you'll always remember. Give me an email, james@thepoliticalcesspool.org. We're going to take our final break of tonight. We got one more segment coming up right after this.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3666. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, it's hard to believe, but the final segment of tonight's live broadcast is now upon us. and I want to spend the last few minutes we have together this evening talking about the curse of progress. I mean, what passes for progress in America and the Western world in this day and age is anything but. I saw this story on Occidental Dissent, one of my daily reads today, and wanted to share it with you. It's actually a story from the United Kingdom, but this woman's story could just as easily take place here in the United States. American modernity encourages us to forsake the things that really matter in life and remember what really matters in life. When this obscene stage production that you see at the Grammy Awards, made popularized by Hollywood and the godless media, when you strip that away and those trappings and those lies away, what really matters in life, as we know, is faith, family, and folk. God, family, country. You know, but we're supposed to forsake those things in favor of glutting ourselves with the so-called progress of cheap thrills, empty materialism, and meaningless, superficial, so-called freedoms. So this story comes from a woman in the United Kingdom, and here's what is written. Laughing and dancing with my fiancé at our engagement party, I thought I might actually burst with happiness. I was surrounded by family and friends. I looked at Matthew and felt certain that I had met the man that I was going to spend the rest of my life with. Quite simply, he was my soulmate. We were desperately in love and had our future life mapped out together. First, we would save to buy our own home. Then we would come a romantic wedding ceremony and children that would follow. It all seemed so simple to my naive 19-year-old self. I was, I smugly told myself, the girl who had it all. So why, 20 years later, do I find myself single, childless, and tormented by the fact that I have thrown away the only true chance of happiness that I ever had? 8 years after that wonderful engagement party in 1989, I walked away from dear, devoted, loyal Matthew, convinced that somewhere out there, a better, more exciting, more fulfilling life awaited me. Only there wasn't. Now this woman writes, she is 42 years old. She has all the trappings of success, a high-flying career, financial security, and a home in the heart of London's trendy Notting Hill. But I don't have the one thing that I crave more than anything, a loving husband and family. Well, that's the testimony of a woman who was led off stray by what I consider to be the devil himself. She was led astray, and now she's suffering the consequences. And we don't wish that on her or anyone else, but bad decisions, there are consequences for bad decisions. She wanted what society and what pop culture told her was trendy and fashionable. And she went after it, and she got it. And this is how the story always ends. It's again, a tale as old as time, Pinocchio. You saw it in Pinocchio. See it over and over. You go for the stuff that everybody wants, that's made in vogue. But once you get them, what do you got? You know, what happens at the end of it? When you get older and the thrill wears off, what are you left with? And a lot of times when I'm given the opportunity to speak at conferences and engagements in public, you know, this is the thing, you know, out of all the things that we talk about on this show and all the things that we dedicate airtime toward, they're all important. Immigration, reverse racism, foreign policy, the attacks on our church, the infiltration of our media. I mean, everything that we talk about is true and it needs to be talked about. But the one thing that is most important is who we are. People always ask me, you know, how are we going to take this country back? How are we going to save our people? How are we going to reverse the trends in Western civilization? And certainly if I, you know, had the answer to that, I would have already done it. And everybody could follow my lead, and I would be the new Martell, and we would push them back, and we would reclaim our glory. But it's not that easy. I mean, it takes people walking together and working in cooperation, which white people, frankly, don't do very well at. It's true. But there is one thing that everybody can do, even starting tonight, that will have an impact on the people that matter most, and that is your family and your friends and those in your inner circle. And there's nothing more important than being a good man or a good woman. And from that, you will be a good husband, a good wife, a good father, a good mother, a good brother, a good sister, a good son, a good daughter. And what is good? I mean, you don't need me to explain that. You know what good is. You know what decency is. You know what righteousness is. Be that. Be that. I mean, we might not be able to change the world, but we can change our households, right? And one household at a time, if all of that came together, well, then you would have a movement. Well, this woman here, she fell for the trappings. And that happens a lot. We need to re-embrace tradition and faith and people. We need to be men. We need to be women. And there are certainly defined roles that come with each of those genders, and we need to not let those lines be blurred as we see happening. So, and see, and that's fashionable now. I mean, if you're some sorry soul who is so far gone that you can't even figure out if you're a man or a woman, I mean, that's somebody that's being presented to us as being the kind of person we should want to be, the kind of person we should be supporting. Well, no, those people need help. I don't want anybody to be like that. It's not liberation. It's a prison. It's a death sentence. Be, you know, and it's not just women like this who fell for the tricks and you know, in her 40s now and has never been, you know, has never had children and is divorced and unhappy. I mean, she might have some money and she might have prestige as far as society describes it to be, but she's not happy. But men are just as big of a problem. I mean, we have men now who are not men at all anymore. Men that allow the rapes of 1,400, the rapings of 1,400, you know, girls in Great Britain alone, in one area of Great Britain alone, because they don't want to be, you know, that's not a man. They don't want to be called a racist or let these girls be raped. That's not a man. We need strong men. We need men with the, operating with a sense of dominance and authority that aren't going to apologize, that aren't going to be ashamed of who they are. We need these men taking leadership roles in their homes and in their communities and wherever they can. And we need women supporting these men. We need women doing what only they can do, which is to be the fairer sex, to be the bearer of our children and to raise those children right. You know, it all works in cooperation with God's divine plan for the sexes, and you can't improve upon that. Well, I mean, again, you know, that's common sense, and I guess I said nothing here that regular listeners of this show don't already know to be true, but from time to time, we have to remember that, you know, what we take for granted as sensible commentary, a lot of the world has forgotten. And sometimes we need to go back to the basics. And so I read that story and, you know, felt for that person. But if it can happen to her, it can happen to a lot of other people, and we don't want that to happen to anyone. So anyway, folks, we're down here to the nitty-gritty. You know, be proud of who you are. Be proud to be a son or a daughter of Europe. I mean, the greatest people, the most, you know, the people who have given so much, more than anyone else who have ever trod this soil, now that we call Earth, and the great scientific and technological advancements that have come from the hearts and minds of our people, be proud of that heritage. You know, be proud of your faith. Be proud of your family. That culture, that second-to-none culture. You know, don't let them cow you. You know, you righteously oppose homosexuality, well, good for you. You know, you righteously stand in defense of your people, good for you. They'll never believe in the lie that there's something wrong with that. And stand with the people who are advancing that flag, advancing that banner. Folks, we've got 2 weeks left in this month. That means there's 2 weeks left in the third quarter of our fundraising drive. We need your support. Please, 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 if we didn't need it, we wouldn't ask. If we weren't donating to the show ourselves, I've made two donations to the political cesspool out of my own pocket this month. I wouldn't ask you to do something I'm not doing. But we need your help. Go to thepoliticalcesspool.org tonight if you can, but certainly before the end of the month. And make a safe, secure online credit card contribution that will help our work continue for next year and, God willing, 10 more years as we prepare for the 10-year anniversary of this show next month, October 2014. Big gathering in Memphis. We want you to be there. So after you donate to the show tonight, send me an email, james@thepoliticalcesspool.org, and I'll let you know how you can join us and join in the celebration and the revelry. It will truly be a time to put down our swords and embrace one another and congratulate you, the listening audience, for what you've allowed possible. That's it for me tonight. I'm James Edwards. I'll see you next week. God bless you, everybody. Good night.
To learn more about us or to make a donation to keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.